Back in now on regional radio, we're now pleased to be joined by Clearwater Tigers volleyball coach Lisa Ayers. She joins us on the line now. And coach, you're entering in your fourth season, and it seems like every single year that you've been at the helm as head coach, the team's made a pretty good improvement record-wise, and looking like that's another possibility again here this season with plenty of returning starters. How's the team looking here in the early going?
I'm really excited about this year. I think, you know, from my first year to the second year, we made big strides, and then last year we won more games than we did, and I think we should have actually won about six more, so we should have had a winning season last year, but I'm really excited. I think we'll have a strong team. We've had probably four or five girls that have had three or more years experience on varsity, or two or three years experience on varsity, so I'm looking forward to it, and I think we have a good shot at having a winning season this year.
Well, with more experience, of course, you do lose Faith Hoppe, Brianna Lawson from last returning starters, and you mentioned last year, you know, there was a couple matches you wanted to have back. Do you feel like with the extra experience this year that might help to close out some of those close sets?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're more rounded. I think we can go to several different players that can put the ball down or get a good serve over and in, you know, an ace and stuff. So I think we just have a little more rounded team, and they have more confidence. You know, they've been at it for 3 years now. This will be their fourth year, three of them. So they should be ready to go.
Gotcha. And I know Hoppe played, a little on the outside, a little bit in the middle. Kind of let me know, where are some of the areas that you have a lot returning, and maybe some areas that you'll need some new people to improve in and step up in.
We have Rachel Rowald and Elizabeth Gronsky there. Our big ones at the net. Rachel will probably be hitting middle, and she's a senior. And then Elizabeth, we've got her in a different role this year. She's actually going to be one of our setters, and she's set a little bit for us off and on, but she's also good on the front line to go with middle or outside and have a big block. Then we've got Jalen Street, who's just a sophomore, and she's going to be one to watch. She's strong in the middle. She'll play middle blocker and hitter for us. Then we have Lacey Brown, who's a junior that hit outside for us last year, did a good job, will come back. And then we have Amy Holmes. She set for us 2 years on varsity, and so this will be her third year setting on varsity, and she'll set her and Elizabeth. And then Emily Chitwood has played. She's a junior. She's played 2 years on varsity. Last year we had her setting. This year we've changed her role. She's going to be our libero. She's a really good passer, so we're hoping to get some good passes and set up an offense, a quicker offense, and run it. We've got a couple of spots kids are still vying for. We have a sophomore, Gracie Bayless, that will probably come in on the front row for us and hit when our shorter setter is on the front row. And then we've got two juniors that are, 5'8 and 5'11 that can be probably fill the hole for right side, be good block, good blockers and stuff. So, And that's Hannah Johnson and Lydia Elder.
Gotcha. Well, having said all that, you guys do have plenty coming back, but, you are rotating some players around a little bit. Just from what you've perceived in the early going, what do you think the strength of your team is? Is it the outside, the middle, the back line, passing? What do you think it is right now?
I think serving. We have very aggressive servers, and then I think our blocking. I think our front line, our middles, and our, even like I said, I'm putting some taller kids to block right side, which, will be blocking their, the opponent's stronger hitter and stuff. So I think hitting and blocking and even some serving and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, were those returning starters, are they all seniors, or what kind of classes are they?
I have three that are seniors, Elizabeth, Amy, and Rachel. And then I have two juniors and a sophomore.
As far as, some of the leaders on the team, who do you think those are this year?
I definitely think Elizabeth Gronsky and Rachel Rowald. Elizabeth is very, you give her the ball. I said that she had ice in her veins. She wants the ball, and she's going to put it down or get that serve in. Rachel's more of a quiet leader, but she leads by example. So those would probably be my two go-to ones.
Okay. Any thoughts on Eminence and how excited you are to play them?
I'm always excited to play them. Being the first game of the season, it could kind of go either way. I think the last couple of years we've played them pretty tough in that, and I think we're very capable of beating them. So I think it'll be a a good one to start out with. I always like playing. I mean, we have a pretty tough schedule.
Well, it looks like you guys are in plenty of tournaments, too. Looks like three that I'm seeing here on the schedule. What kind of competition can we expect in those?
In the SEMO tournament, we play in the black. So, you know, it'll be good competition for us. And then our tournament, you know, we've had it. This will be the 39th year we've had our tournament, the Clearwater tournament, and we always have some really good competition. It's a good tournament to get in. And the Perryville, we always play some people that are better than us, and it's a tough one too.
Before I let you go, any closing thoughts on the team? Anything I didn't ask you about that you want to get out there about your squad?
I'm really excited. I think we've got a lot of aggressive servers, and you know, this group of girls. I got 21 of them for JV and varsity, and this group of girls really take the meaning of team seriously. You know, we switched kids around in their roles, and they've just been like, okay, I'm ready to go, and whatever needs to be done for the team. So that's always nice as a coach to have that.
And that was Clearwater volleyball head coach Lisa Ayers. They get their season started Tuesday, September 3rd, against Eminence.